systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, March 5th, 2010. And look, there's the bot. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you so much for being with us. You may now feel free to cuss about the cabin. Fuck shit, piss, cunt, ass. This is episode number 319. Moving right along. Friday night show, of course. Thank you all for joining us. It's a beautiful Friday here. It's a beautiful day in the valley today.
It was sunny, dude. I only wore my coat this morning. That was it.
I know. I was in like a t-shirt, like my just work shirt, no long sleeve shirt, nothing. It was so nice out. Anyway, you should be watching these at thegemhole.com/live. You can click that little live button there or whatever. You can go back and watch the archives on thegemhole.com/Ustream. And you can also, if you have a mobile device, you can catch these shows on the Ustream app for now until we get our own app. So, first of all, this motherfucker, you know, you've heard us talk about the neighbor that has that annoying ass dog.
Dude, I think he has sex with it.
He might, allegedly.
I think he does. That's probably why it barks so damn much.
No.
My asshole hurts.
It barks so damn much because it's a fucking chihuahua and that's what they do.
And its asshole hurts.
But lately, he gets up in the morning and goes to walk his dog about the same time I go to start my truck.
Yeah, I know. He does that a lot. Like, he used to do it right around the time I used to go start my car.
Right. Yeah. But maybe now that I'm kind of starting to leave for work the time I should be, maybe I'm seeing him now. But so the other morning, dude, I'm like half asleep. Like, I woke up kind of late and I like to start my truck while I'm, you know, so the truck is warming up, defrosting all the ice on the windshield, and then I'll come in, brush my teeth, and, like, get dressed, get ready for work. So
right.
I'm half asleep. I wake up. As soon as I open my door, a little fucking dog just, like, runs at me and starts barking and, like,
stops, like, a foot away from you and barks.
I almost kicked it in the face, dude. I'm not even making this up. But, dude, it startled me. I was, like, half asleep, totally not expected that. And I right as I opened the door, it's like, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, hit snooze on that fucker.
Right?
God, dude, I was so pissed.
I wish I could, dude.
And I
hear it every morning.
Dude, I ice grilled that little fucker so hard. And then I looked at him, and I ice grilled him. You know what an ice grill looks like? Nice dog.
Throwing mime bullets at it.
Faggot. God, I hate that, though, dude. I fucking hate it so bad.
I'm sorry.
So now I start, like, shutting the door loudly just on purpose because the dog barks all the fucking time.
Yeah, I would, dude. Start fucking slamming the doors. Just doosh.
And another
yappy dog.
I hate yappy dogs in general. Most dogs I just don't care for. There's a few cool ones here and there, but for the most part, I don't have time for dogs. But so in other news, I was checking out, if you go on Facebook, you can do a search for Flathead Dodgeball Association.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a fan still, you know, because I can allows me to comment on things.
That's the only reason why I still follow the Skull Church
right,
on Twitter,
so you can
and Facebook.
Talk a little shit to him here and there.
A little bit.
You're such a bitch.
I am.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But so, I don't know if it's coincidence or maybe you just shouldn't break up a team, but three in a row they've lost.
Since you've been gone.
They've lost every game since I've been gone. And I'm just saying, I know correlation does not equal causation. Just because I got kicked off is not necessarily why they're losing.
A good point. She says you're like a creepy ex who keeps checking up.
I have to. I check up to see if they've won yet, because so far they haven't won a game since they kicked me off the team and the league. So
Hack Planet neither says no. You were the team.
I kind of was. Me and Tyler were the team. You take away me, and all you have is Tyler. Tyler can't win a game by himself. If I'm there helping him,
you both were the team.
That's right. But you can't expect Tyler to carry the team on his shoulders. Like, when I was there, I was helping him. Like, hey, let me grab the chicks. You carry the dudes. And that's how we did it. But now it's just him. He can't carry the dudes and the chicks. Chicks aren't going to carry themselves. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, God. Well, that one chick did. She was badass, I got to say.
And that other chick, she was carrying herself and, like, fucking twins.
Duh, dude. Nasty. She was due, like, the next day.
She was due, like, last month, dude.
So fucked up. Ashley was like, she's got to have twins.
She was doing, like, what I do when you take a dump and it hurts too much because it's too big. So you, like, you push it out a little bit and then you squeeze your butt cheeks together so it kind of makes the dump smaller. Like, she's going to have to do that with the baby. It's going to hurt so bad. She's going to, like, squeeze it and make it smaller so it comes out easier.
I don't even know who would have put their dick in that anyway. Did you see your face?
I know.
Sorry, man. Oh, some poor desperate. I feel bad for the kid because he's going to grow up looking like that.
Ugh. Some poor desperate schmuck. That's how it goes, though. And so Thursday, yesterday, last night, you guys were following thejamhole.com/Twitter. Of course, I was delivering some food for Anna's, annasnewyork.com. You can check out the site I made for them. I noticed something kind of funny, and I posted this on Twitter and the other thing I'm going to mention here, but it's weird to me delivering to people in trailer parks, and they tip you like $5 or $6. Like, they're cool.
It's because they know how it is to be hard up.
Then you get these people in these large fucking homes. Like, you probably don't go in half the bedrooms in that house. And they tip you $1.
You know why?
Like, the trailer park whore just gave me $5. And you could spare $1? You're a prick.
It's because those people were born with money and they're like stingy, and that's so how they have
no
money.
They have no concept of it.
No, it's just the fact that if you notice, stingy people always have a lot of money because they're very stingy with their cash. Okay, whereas regular people like you and I or the trailer park people, they know how it is to be born without shit. You know, and live without shit. And
so it's
they
more
know how it is to be hard up. So they appreciate the fact that you come all the way
so
out
there.
So
you're saying then basically rich people have no empathy.
They have no empathy and they have no concept of actually having to work your ass off for money.
Well, that's fucking retarded. So maybe
those
you
trailer
should.
Trailer park guys probably bust their ass to live in that little trailer park.
Burger says they didn't tip you in meth. No, they did not. Thank you.
Damn.
Weed would have been better. Meth, I probably would have gave it back or sold it. I don't fucking know. It probably would have sent it to you, skis. So speaking of Burger, we got our first postcard from Vegas, which is not where Burger lives. But it's got a little message on the back. It says, my son, Burger, said you wanted a card from Vegas.
And you got my son, Burger, here you said go. You wanted a card from Vegas.
Great place to visit. And then his mom's name.
Oh.
So not exactly what I was asking for, but hey, I'm not picky. So the idea is thejamhole.com/P-O-B-O-X, P-O box. You go there. It gives you our P.O. Box address, 3652 Kalispell, Montana, 59903. You can print that page out and just, you know, use it as the address thing. But what we want to do is what Astronomy Cast was doing and asking all of their listeners, no matter where you live, if you live in Montana, that's fine too, get a postcard from where you live, not from where your mother is going to gamble all of the child support money your dad sends her. From where you live. And then, you know, sign it, send it. That's all. You don't even have to write anything. I honestly don't give a fuck. I just want to get postcards from where our listeners are. And I want to, you know, post them up in back of me here. If you direct your attention here, I'll show you right here in camera one. This is our little wall
collection.
Our wall of fame there. All things we've got sent to us and stuff like that. Things we've talked about on the show and
Hack Planet says, can I write you a letter then walk it to your house?
Yes.
Since I live in Kalispell?
Yes. You can come hang out for the Monday show if you want. So. Totally kidding.
Okay.
No, you can come over.
No.
I've met him, I think. He's a cool kid. If he's the kid I'm thinking of. It might not be. All these fucking hackers are the same, you know. You never tell who they are. So then the other thing I notice You know how religious people are always like, you know, the Bible is truth. It is the last and only word of God, even though it was written by men.
Right.
Mainly men, not women, because women didn't read and write back then.
And neither did 80% of the men.
Right. True. One of their things is, you know, money is the root of all evil. Jesus was like, you know, even though then he went on to say, but we want your first 10% of that evil money.
Right.
You know, or back then it wasn't necessarily money. It was like, you know, whatever. If you are a farmer, I want your first 10% crops. I want, yeah, you know, this and that. 10%, you're first. That's a tithe. So I get a kick out of these people that have religious checks, and on their checks, they have little Bible verses. Like, I want to spread the word of God with this money that is the root of all evil. Like, that is the epitome of hypocrisy. You're putting biblical quotes.
Well, I mean, on the
checks.
Dollar bills, it says, in God we trust.
I know. But it's funny because that we have no control over. That person specifically said, I want checks with Bible verses on them because I'm going to witness the good word of the Lord that was actually just written by people to control everyone. So I just thought that was amusing. That's like, here's
people that tipped you a dollar?
Yes. Okay. No, $2. But yes, pricks. Also, weird, huh? Like, you're supposed to help out those in need and stuff and not stiff the delivery driver. Those are also the same people that are like, here's a dollar, keep the change. Yeah. Could I? Oh, gee, massa. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for not whipping me. Thank you so much. I fucking, whatever. I hate those
Lomar
people.
Lomar has a good point. God is as real as money.
Yes, that is true. It is just a symbol. So, we finally did watch Fire in the Sky.
We did.
So now I present to you two movies that have scientific evidence for visitors. The Greys, or whatever you prefer to call them.
Aliens.
And Johnny, I think it was Johnny on the spot, he made an interesting comment that's all Arizona is known for. Or I forget what he said. He said something about alien ass rape happens a lot in Arizona,
yeah, something
or something
like that.
I forget, but that one, though, that was the movie that creeped me the fuck out when I was a kid.
The only thing that creeped me out was the needle in the eye.
That's fucked up, right? And you saw what I was talking about when he was on the gurney and all the lights and they flashed the aliens and, oh man, that shit fucks me up, dude.
Oh, the aliens just kind of looked like old grumpy men.
They're grays, man. That's what the grays look like.
And they were pink.
Kind of. We're all pink on the inside.
Yeah, well,
once
whatever.
You take off their cool alien wear.
Once you kick
alien
it off their face and you wonder why they shove shit in your throat and
poke
your eyeball.
They were just going to put
him in the head.
They were going to just put him in the pod and suck him dry. Hold on. Suck him off. No, suck him. Bleed him, if you will, of all of his nutrients in his body. But instead, he woke up, he's like, what the fuck is this? And then he's obviously not very good at floating around in space, which is another interesting point I didn't realize when I was younger, but now watching it, you're floating and you're not wearing a space suit. So if there's no gravity, physics speaking, there shouldn't be any oxygen to breathe. If there's no gravity, it's a vacuum.
Maybe
and in
aliens
a vacuum,
figured that out. You don't know. Maybe they put oxygen in there and took the gravity away.
The laws of physics. You can't have no gravity. Okay, aliens don't obey the laws of physics in our universe. Okay.
They don't.
You're absolutely right.
They're cool.
And you know, another thing I didn't realize when I was a kid and watched this movie is one of the lead characters is the T-1000. And the whole fucking time, all I could picture now when we were watching it last night was, have you seen this boy? And it was so horrible because they were looking for a guy. And I kept waiting for him to be like, have you seen this guy? It was so awesome. Granted, I was fucking stoned, but it was so awesome. He went on to do well, I think. The Fire in the Sky was 91. Yeah. Terminator 2 was 93. The T-1000, man. It was good stuff.
It was a pretty good movie, though. I liked it. It was pretty cool. He's like, the one guy gets, I don't know, the two guys have beef between each other. And he's like, are you ever going to be able to get along with what's his face? He's like, I don't know, maybe. And he's like, what did he say? He's like, He's like, what's your problem with him? He's like, oh, he's just jealous. He's like, what can he do that
jealous
you, or
of
what can you do that he can't? He's like, you know, read and write.
He's like, I'm just, he's jealous because I can do something he can't. He's like, what's that? Read and write. Yeah.
That was great. That was pretty good. Probably the best
They're all
part.
Just a bunch of redneck hick loggers. It was cool, though.
Those are the guys that get abducted, dude. They're out in the middle of nowhere.
He got out of the truck.
He's walking around poking at some fucking thing that's flashing red lights and hovering.
He walked up to the thing with a fucking sign that was like, probe my anus.
Right?
Like, I'm
here.
What are you? Get back in the truck, SA, you fucking retard. Unbelievable. So, I want to thank everyone that's been ordering stuff from the store. We have four extra large shirts, and they look like this, the ones I'm wearing, and one large left, and that's it. And that's all we're going to have for this run, like this design. The next batch will have, you know, some actual female shirts and then normal t-shirts. We'll get, you know, a little variety. I just wanted to get some that we had in the store, and we got 50 of them, and we have five left. So definitely the jamhole.com/store. I wear a large, and so I don't know if that helps you guys figure out what size you need. But the extra large is, yeah, she's medium, I'm a large. The extra large is kind of big, and the large. So definitely get those, and we got the Jamhole Church stickers still. We got some of those left. And, yeah, thank you guys so much. And if you just want to show some support by giving us some money /donate, you can always do that. So we appreciate it. Moving on, thejamhole.com/forums. If you go into the thread Everything Else, someone started the Jamhole Church Commandments. And we've kind of been messing around with these back and forth. I have a little list here. We'll go over. You can sign up an account there for free. It's a Ning-based forum, so if you have a Ning ID, it will work with our forums. Yeah, so definitely check that out. If you listen to the show, make sure you sign up there so we can get a little better idea of how many people we have listening. So it says, I was inspired by the miracle of the weeping dildo to put some ideas forward for a possible list of commandments. It would be good to hear other suggestions. So these were the ones he came up with. Thou shalt not proceed without a Ustream crash. Thou shalt always wait for a tardy Ustream bot. Thou shalt not mourn dead babies. Thou shalt not dodge ball on hallowed ground. Thou shalt not whisper, Kitty! Thou shalt not confuse an apple with a phone. Thou shalt not be paid in full for kitchen toil. Thou shalt protest religious protest. Thou shalt declaim medical quackery. And then these were the ones I came up with. Thou shalt try thy best not to moveth to thy most fucked up state. Thou shalt only have one kitty at a time in thy household. Thou shalt not listen to any other podcast before thy jam hole. Thou shalt maketh thy jam hole first. Thou shalt not make any graven screen caps of thy hosts in compromised positions or odd facial expressions. What? Like that. Stop it. And the last one, thou shalt speaketh when thy kitty gets up on thy table. So, if you guys have anything to add to that, definitely thejamhole.com/forums. Check that out, and we'll every time we get, you know, a list of 10 or so, we'll read them up on the show, and we'll put them together for something else later on down the road.
Pretty cool so far.
Been getting some messages here. The big debate to go to Florida or not go to Florida, and I just wanted to kind of read these to you, because I know you don't always get messages when they get sent to me specifically. Mm-hmm. There was one in particular I didn't tell you because I didn't want to start another argument, because I would like to have, you know, sex sometime this month still. So, but now that that's there, we'll go ahead and discuss. So, okay. This one is Rob. He left a comment at thejamhole.com. If you don't want to sign up on the forums and you have something to say about an episode, you can always email info@thejamhole.com, or you can just go to the site and leave a comment, and we read those and stuff. So, and you don't have to have an account or anything like that. If it's your first time commenting, it'll put it in moderation. Once I approve it, then any comment you make after that will just automatically go there. We do it that way so we don't get spam. So far, so good, huh?
Yeah.
I haven't seen very much spam on there.
Not too much.
On the actual site comments. I mean, we have some spam blocking stuff too that helps.
Yeah.
So Rob says, beef tongue is awesome.
Woo!
I can't talk my wife into trying it either.
It's
same
great.
With venison. See, venison I like. It's like liver I won't eat.
I won't eat liver.
Even though I'm a carnivore. Like, there's just certain parts of the body that I don't think were meant to be eaten.
Have you ever eaten brain?
Nah, dude. Good. Exhibit A, Your Honor, brains. Not until I'm a fucking zombie, at least.
Dude, I like to eat everything. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Except for penis, right? So he says, not sure if moving to Florida talk is legit, but only speaking for myself, I've moved with 3 girlfriends to different states and cities and did not work out for me. Not voting yes or no, just giving my experience. Also, looking for a new job in another state always sucks. Again, just my experience. And I agree, dude. Looking, especially in a place you're not familiar with, you don't know necessarily where you should go. Looking for a job sucks. Looking for a job in a strange place just sucks squared. So,
okay.
And then Franger says, hey guys, just wanted to say that I always enjoyed listening to your show and that I'm sorry to hear you guys split up as a couple. Did we break up?
No, not that I know of.
Did you leave?
I guess they're assuming that, you know, if I do go, obviously we're...
Well, no, because this is written, I'm sorry to hear you guys split up as a couple. Like, are we broken up?
He probably doesn't mean it like...
Who's that guy waiting out in your car for you right now? That's weird.
Yeah, that's my new fiance.
Nice. She's a quick mover. I can relate to your situation very well because I moved from Germany to France a long time ago, which of course is not as far as Florida. So it's very important to feel comfortable where you want to live. Otherwise, it makes no sense going there. So anyways, I hope you will be able to continue the show, although Danny is being missed. Cheers from France and good luck to you both, Franger. So what do you think so far? Just...
Okay.
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 It's great.
And then MDS writes, and see, I asked him about this because he lives there, so don't take this like he was like, here's a letter. Like, I asked him, what do you think about this whole thing? And that's why I didn't mention or read it on the show, because I asked him.
He also does live in Tampa, but I'm sure he's been, you know, around.
Right. So he says... Florida, since you asked, first of all, it doesn't matter. They won't sell their house anytime soon. I assume they are underwater on their mortgage or close to it.
No.
You could, are they even? They don't owe anything on it?
No, they're not totally even, but if once they sell it, I mean, they'll just pay it off with what they sell, and they don't owe that much on it. You know, they'll still have a good chunk, like a huge chunk when they sell it. So.
Assuming they get what they think they're going to get for it, which they probably aren't going to right now.
I don't know.
So, you could try to find out how much they need to get out of it as a way of assessing the likelihood of this whole thing. And the whole, let's start a family business in Florida is delusional, but that's not the point. Second of all, you have big problems, even if it doesn't matter, because she's obviously unhappy. It's just coming out in an immature way. Let's move now. Why wouldn't you want to? Nah.
I'm not saying now. That's you
but
know.
You're like...
I just want to let you know that once they do sell the house, I do want to go.
Right, 30 days notice. She's unhappy because of a crap job and money problems. On the job, she's unhappy either for too many hours or too few, for working too hard or not hard enough, and of course, for being paid like a dishwasher. She needs to redouble her efforts at looking for a better job and learn how to be happy working at any job. Which I agree with. You bitch more than anyone I know, and I get we come on the show and we bitch, but like, all day, all you... Your tweets, you're like, fuck this, I hate this, this sucks, going to work, fuck. Like, that's what you have to do. You seem very unhappy with it, but, like, you have to deal with it. That's just how it is.
Yeah,
you have to work. You deal with it, though, by making yourself pissy all the time and then being mad, you know?
Well, you have a great job, dude. I mean, work
it doesn't
my job
matter.
And don't
do you
bitch.
Think I want to wake up every morning and go move tons, literal tons of water every day.
You work for good people. No. You get to be by yourself most of the day and drive around, listen to your podcasts and stuff.
Because
I mean,
I know better.
You up and shit. Like, I mean, work my job and try not to bitch about
But you
dude.
Wanted that job. You wanted
no,
to
I didn't.
Cook. You wanted to cook.
Okay, fine.
So you're cooking.
Fine. Fuck me.
But you're still not happy about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know better than to do a kitchen job because I know how much I hate it, you know? That's why I veered towards something else. That's why when I worked at Anna's, I wasn't in the kitchen. I was doing deliveries. And then, you know, I'd do the dishes and mop the floors and that was it. But I didn't have to fucking deal with the food and all that shit. I don't like that, so.
I don't know, dude. Maybe I'm just fucking sick of working for assholes and
oh. Well, you work for assholes anywhere though, dude. Like, it's hard pressed to find a job that you have a friend whose parents own the place, you know? Like, that's 29 years and that's happened to me once and I've fucking held on to that and I'm
yeah,
still
and
there.
So you're I don't get it, dude. Like, yeah, you are in a great position with your job. I'm not. I'm gonna bitch about it.
Okay.
No big deal.
But that's what's making you unhappy, it seems like.
Well, I'm not making nearly enough, and I'm doing way too much to make not nearly
enough.
But
are you doing anything to find a different job at all?
Yes, I have been, dude. I've applied at fucking North Bay. I'm going to go apply at that one fucking place that they're rebuilding on Main Street. I've applied over at fucking a Finish Line. Fucking, dude, I've asked for my job back at Dave's 4 times. I called Famous Dave's in fucking Bozeman to see if I'm rehirable out there.
Hack the Planet says, good thing. She's a woman. She needs to like to cook. That's a good point. That's why you like it so much, right? It's in your genes. You can't help it. Like, man, I love doing laundry. I don't know why. I just love doing it.
Yeah, I don't like doing laundry.
And she's unhappy because of finances. You need to get her to do what I told her to do in September. Sell her car now. The car payment is killing her. Then drive one of the 6 cars on blocks at her place. Or learn to drive a stick and use your beater. Nobody as broke as she is should be driving a $10,000 car. I agree with that, too. Not when there are half a dozen beaters lying around to choose from. If she's underwater on the car, maybe you can chip in to get her out of it. She can pay you back with the first car payment or in blowjobs if she doesn't make and the lower insurance. He didn't say that. I can see you, like, flaming inside your eyes. Like, you fucker. I added the blowjob part. For the record.
Actually, I wasn't even paying attention to that.
Oh, okay. So, she can pay you back with the first car payment she doesn't make and the lower insurance. And she's unhappy because, of course, you can be a dick. So, work on fixing all that MDS.
Okay.
I can be a dick. Definitely.
Yeah, you can be. Very much so. Like, last night, you literally threw a childish fit and hit your pillow.
Mm-hmm. I was making a point.
To be a child.
To show you how frustrated I am. That's all I was doing.
I don't
doing.
Get it, though. Like, we just had sex, like, 2 days ago.
No, it's been, like, 3 or 4 days.
Why do I have to have sex with you every night?
It's not every night. Every other night would
Why
be preferable.
Why do I have to have sex with you every
oh,
other night?
Oh, I don't
night?
Know, because you're my girlfriend, and that's what people do when they're in love with each other?
I just can't keep up with you, dude. Like, all I've right. been in relationships before, you know, for long periods of time, and we never have sex as often as we have sex.
Okay.
It just, I don't know, dude. Go ahead. Fuck it.
And then Amesby writes in, Dear Matt, what the fuck? I think you need to think about things more before you make a decision about moving to Florida. That apology on Wednesday's show was completely unnecessary. You shouldn't apologize for wanting to put your own happiness first. I didn't hear Danny saying she was sorry for wanting to go to Florida. The fact that none of the plans are set in stone is enough to take pause. She can't promise, excuse me, she can't promise that life will be good in Florida. You are going to make a major life decision based on a bunch of what-ifs and maybes. That's crazy. Can she guarantee a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 with benefits and job security? It doesn't sound like it to me. A new business can be very complicated, and you don't even know if it would succeed. Is there a backup plan for the entire family if shit doesn't go as planned? So far, what do you think?
One.
Starting a business is fucking tough.
Yeah,
for
of
sure.
course it is.
And
I
most
understand that.
Most businesses like that fail.
Okay.
There's. I'm just saying, statistics... most, I think it's like 60 to 70%.
I just don't want to work for somebody for the rest of my life. I want to eventually be my own boss.
Nobody does, though, but we do it because that's what we have to do for some retarded reason. That's just how life ended up being. Blame religion and the kings of old. I don't know.
Okay, well, I had an idea and I wanted to do it. Is that so bad?
No, not at all. But you can't make promises like, we'll find you a job and everything will be fine. Just move. Just don't think about it. Just move. And we'll worry about it then. Like, you can't leave a good job and cheap rent and everything is situated and we have the LLC in Montana and all that stuff for a, well, we might be able to do this and we might be able to do that. And if not, well, then we'll just live with my mom and dad and
uncle and
brother.
Well, that's why I told you to let me go first and set everything up and then you would come down if everything worked out the way it was. And also, putting your what'd she say something about putting your happiness first? What was that sentence?
You shouldn't apologize for wanting to put your own happiness first. I didn't hear Danny saying she was sorry for wanting to go to Florida.
That stopped there.
She can't yeah.
So, what's wrong with me wanting to put my happiness first?
Because you don't give a fuck about me.
But it doesn't matter if I'm not happy either? It doesn't matter?
No, because the reasons are different. You're not happy because of things that can be fixed here. I'm not going to be happy because I had to drive across country to live with you. They're two totally different reasons, you know? That's what she's saying, I think. You can remedy why you're unhappy living here easily.
But I'm still here.
So? Is it living here that makes you unhappy?
Partially, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, saying I'm sorry for wanting to move down there. No, I'm not going to say I'm sorry for wanting to move down there. Why the fuck would I say I'm sorry for wanting to live somewhere that I like?
I don't know. The Eon says moving won't change anything.
I would be sorry to have lost you and the show. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not going to be sorry for wanting to go somewhere I love.
No, and that's fine, but to put on a guilt trip like, oh, you don't love me enough to do this, or you'll be better here, trust me. It's like, I've lived there, and I wasn't. I mean, it was cool for a couple weeks, but
I think she just wants us to break up. Check this out. She says, you both need to put your happiness first and realize this won't work.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
So
you come and suck his dick then.
Fucking A, man. I don't care as long as someone's sucking it.
I don't know. She disagreed with me on the blowjob thing too, so.
Because everyone disagreed with you with that. Come on.
She was very strong about it.
Everyone was, honestly.
Fine, whatever.
Girls suck cock. That's just how it is. Even some guys suck cock. That's
great.
You know, that's just how it is.
That's not me.
You have this weird sense of entitlement that, I don't have to suck cock because I'm special. You know, and that's not how it is.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Force me. Try.
Is there a backup plan for the entire family if shit doesn't go as planned? Are you prepared to live with her family for God knows how long? I'll answer that right now. That's a big negative, Ghost Rider. I don't want to live with all those dogs and your brother and your uncle and your mom and your dad. If it was just your dad and you, I would consider it. But I don't want to live with your uncle. I don't want to live with your brother. I don't want to live with your mom or those dogs. Where would the studio be for the show? Would you be comfortable as an almost 30-year-old man having to rely on your girlfriend's parents to pay for everything? Gas, cigarettes, entertainment. How long are her parents willing to carry you before they get sick of it? Can you get your Suboxone in Florida, a doctor? How much is it going to cost if you don't get benefits? Are you willing to live with those dogs that you hate so much? It might seem like some of these things are petty, but could affect your quality of life. I don't know why, but I get the feeling that the jam hole would not survive a move to Florida. If Danny is planning on starting a new business with her family, would she want to come home after a long day of busting her ass trying to make it work and do a show with you? The word that keeps popping up in my head is resentment. You will both end up resenting one another if things don't go perfect like Danny seems to think they will. You will be stuck in Florida and she will hate the fact that you didn't learn to love it there. You shouldn't go to Florida because you are too afraid to be by yourself in Montana. You shouldn't go to Florida if you will be unhappy in the slightest. I think you should let her go by herself and see what happens after a few months. If she can get her life together down there and there's something for you to go to, then maybe consider it. I would not go right now if I were you. My two cents, Amesby.
Wonderful.
So that's why I was just wanted to show you that that's what people are saying, because the our show is our life, and you know, other than the fucked up stories we read to make fun of, you know, we put it all out there. So
it just sucks that the people I talk to don't email to, you know, give their two cents. Because
you keep saying that. Who are these people that have a totally different opinion?
Well, Ashley, Josh.
Ashley's your best friend. Josh is your best friend. Okay, so of course they're gonna have.
So what about it, dude? The people I talk to are my friends. What you think?
But
I'm gonna
that's
talk
the difference.
To an enemy
the
of
people.
Mine
well, no, not
it.
That. But the people, like these people that are writing these letters. If I'm wrong, they're the first to point it out. I they don't have any loyalty to me or to you. They are loyal to the show, regardless of what I think. If they disagree with something I'm saying, they will fucking let us know. And just the fact that they're on my side about this, or they're not really on any side. They're just saying, this is probably not a good idea. And I'm curious if they would have the same opinion if from the very beginning I was like, yeah, this is going to be awesome. We're going to go to Florida. I'm curious if they would still be like, we don't think that's a good idea, you know? Like, I don't know. So
I don't know.
But that's that. Honestly, I don't see the house selling. If it does, I don't see it selling for what they think they want for it, just because of how the market is, where it's at, how everything is here right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's houses that people start building that they're not even finishing because the market is such shit right now. So
yeah, I know.
But who knows? You guys might know the one rich guy that wants that place. So, you know, you never know.
I don't know, dude. If it sells, I mean, whatever. If it doesn't, whatever.
Yep, that's right.
And you can just stay here because obviously everyone thinks it won't work, so...
It seems like you don't even care. Like you
I'm
are,
done,
you're not
I'm done
upset
being upset
in the
about
least.
It, dude.
That
I'm
you
done.
Were never upset though. You're always like, "Fuck you," then, like
no,
very
dude.
Angry.
I don't get. Never mind. It's okay, dude. I just. It's not. I've been through a lot, dude, and to be heartbroken and completely crushed again is not something I want to go through. So I won't let myself go through it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, I love you. I love you so fucking much. But I'm not going to let myself get completely crushed into where I'm locking myself in my house again for fucking 6 months because I can't stand to go outside because I'm missing my significant other.
But fuck also that. not enough to the point where you're just quick to leave at the first chance. And that's another thing. Like, anytime there's an argument, you're always quick to be like, well, I'll just leave then. I was packing up my stuff and I was leaving. Like, you're so quick to do that. It's like you don't care anymore or something.
But
it's kind of fucked up.
If I have to sit here and, like, put up with the shit that, you know, is going on or whatever, or, like, you know, these constant arguments and shit, it's I think about it in my head, and I'm like, why in the fuck am I dealing with this? Why in the fuck am I doing this?
And then you answer yourself. And then you answer yourself.
I just, dude, I love you, and I want to make it work. That's how I answer myself. I'm like, I want to make this work.
But even though you want to make it work really bad, you're not willing to compromise in order to make it work, right?
Compromise
it's,
with
it's
what?
Either your way or nothing.
Why
or
do you keep
highway.
Saying that?
Because that's how it is with you. There is no in-between middle ground with you ever. It's either...
With what?
With everything.
With what?
Everything, dude. Everything. Sex, with moving, with... Everything, dude.
Sex. You mean blowjobs, right? In particular?
And sex. Either or.
Because the blowjob compromise that I have put in place is sucking your dick before we have sex or every time we have sex. I think that's a hell of a compromise because I used to never let a dick get near my mouth.
Because you're entitled to not have to do that, right?
Why does that matter? Yeah, well, I'm entitled because to do whatever the only, fuck I want with sex.
It would be different if it was, like, lots of chicks. But it's just you that's like, I don't have to suck a dick.
Well, I am entitled to be whoever the fuck well, I want to be.
Well, yeah, and I get
and
that. But
have whatever kind of sexuality I want to have. And if I don't like putting a dick in my mouth, I don't like putting a dick in my mouth. Okay. Some people don't like anal. Some people don't even like guys going down on them because they freaks them out. Some dudes don't even like getting head because it
But dude, there's always a reason for it. With you, it's just...
You don't have to have a reason for anything. If you don't like a certain thing, you don't like a certain thing. You are entitled to be that way.
Then if I told you I just don't want to move to Florida, I don't have to have a reason. I just don't want to. Okay. You wouldn't be satisfied with that. You would be like, but why?
Oh, you can't compare that to blowjobs, okay. Dude. It's fucked up.
Moving on. TheJamHole.com/forums. What would Jamhole do? Question number 26. This is a quick one. Would you trade your very own vocal cords for a couple of million blog readers? And then there's a note, Dr. Brendanos will try harder for question 27. No, I would not.
No.
Because I will use my voice to get more than a couple million blog readers. So, we got a Jam Hole update here with some stories. You remember the other day we did that story about the guy who was pissing on a down phone or a down power line and got the shit shocked out of him and died? Well, it came out that they finally did the autopsy and he was not killed by touching a down power line.
Shit.
Hold on. Okay, let me start over here. The sheriff's autopsy says that he was killed by touching a down power line. He was electrocuted through his hand and not through his urine, as they first suspected.
So he touched it?
He actually grabbed onto it, which makes you an even bigger fucking dumbass. Like, especially to see it there. Like, why is that wire fucking whipping around and sparking and shit? Ooh, it's pretty. I want to touch it. And then you're dead. So... The deputy, Dave Pimentel, said the results Wednesday showed 50-year-old Roy Messenger touched the wire with his left hand and the current shot through his body to his feet. Pimentel said Thursday that Messenger may have been urinating at the time, but it had nothing to do with his death. And you know how they know that?
How?
Because he was found with his dick out. Like, why? He was peeing.
Why is and his penis hanging out?
That's what killed him.
I don't understand right now.
Why is his penis smoking? That's weird. He had, of course, collided with a power pole, knocking down the wire. He had called relatives to help pull his car out of the ditch. Relatives got there, found him dead with his dick out. So, moving on. This is what I've been waiting to talk about right here. If you read the show notes for the Wednesday night show at thejamhole.com, I talked about this a little bit. Basically, to sum this up, and there was more that I wanted to get into about this, but there was a 19-year-old, Keisha Cantor, okay? This is in Bristol, Virginia. She handed three burgers, fries, and milkshakes to a carload Tuesday afternoon at a Hi-Lo burger. What's a Hi-Lo burger? Is that... I've never seen
maybe
one of those.
Maybe a burger, you know, like no. Burger that's crouched the... down and you're saying hi. Hi, low burger.
Thank you.
Yeah, anyway.
That was horrible.
Ah, sorry.
It's a chain, apparently. Okay. It's not like that's the... Okay. Well, so there's two dudes in the front seat and a lady in the back seat. The lady leans forward, hands her a leaflet that says, "Women and girls." She then says, quote, "Even though nothing is showing, you're being ungodly." And then okay. I remind myself of that audio clip DV always plays with that lady. And she's like, "Everything is ungodly!" Do you remember that? That bitch was nuts, dude.
Okay.
Why are the really religious people really nuts? What's up with that? That's weird.
I don't know.
It's another
know.
Correlation, not causation kind of a thing. So, like, the girl recalled the woman telling her, "You make men want to be sinful, you little whore." She was wearing boots, pulled up over her jeans, a pink zebra print shirt with a black jacket zipped up over it, blonde hair, dark eye makeup, and a little red lip ring. Quote, "I just asked if she needed any salt, pepper, or ketchup," she said. I mean, how do I respond to that? What would you say, first of all, because you got a big mouth and you're not afraid to let people know what's up. If someone handed you a pamphlet and said, even though nothing is showing you're being ungodly, you make men want to be sinful. Just a straight up go fuck yourself.
There is no God. Eat shit. Sorry.
Eat shit. That's awesome.
My tits get, I don't know. They get me shit. And it's great. Okay.
That's so awesome. Minutes later, her mother, Pam Yates, who owns the restaurant, returned from the bank. She handed her the women and girls, and her mom started reading it. Inside it said, quote, you may have been given this leaflet because of the way you are dressed, it begins. Have you thought about standing before the true and living God to be judged? Have you ever thought about that?
No.
It's going to be like...
Not really.
I think it's going to be a little bit like Terminator 2 Judgment Day, but instead of something that is real, it'll be something that's not. So, it continues with one essential theme. The sins of men are, in part, the fault of women. Specifically, women in tight-fitting clothing. Her mother was annoyed. Then she got to page 2. Quote, first of all, before quote, this, are you serious? Are you preaching to little 19-year-olds at the fast food joint? I'm sure God has something to say about eating that crap. Like, what? There's a time and a place, a little saying I just made up called pick your battles. Maybe not this one, you know? That's so stupid.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Fucking, who cares? God, who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck, okay?
You're making men rape you, and it's your fault.
Well, they know that, okay? That's why the chick that I zoomed in our ass on the fucking dodgeball thing hasn't said shit. You know why? Because she knew people were going to do that.
She likes all the views it's getting. Come on. She wants to be on the show as a stripper. And I said, yeah. Quote, scripture tells us that when a man loves a woman... No, it tells us that when a man looks on a woman to lust for her, he has already committed adultery in his heart. So it's already too late. So if you've done it in your heart, you might as well just rape the bitch, right?
Yeah, you might as well.
Might as fucking
fuck
well.
You saw her, go ahead and put your dick in it.
If you're dressed... Just the tip. If you're dressed in a way that tempts a man to do this secret or not so secret sin, you are a participant in the sin, the leaflet states. By the way, some rape victims would not have been raped if they had dressed properly. So can we really say they were innocent victims? Nay, we cannot. So first of all, you're telling people because sin is a sin, right? Whatever. Sorry, sure. God. Sin's wiped clean. That's why Jesus died for y'all. So you're making it sound like if you thought about it, you might as well do it because in God's eyes, a sin is a sin. And by thinking about it, that's a sin. So you might as well do it and finish the sin. And that's fucked up to go around telling people, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I raped every chick that I've checked out and been like, she's hot, my dick would fall off. Because it's so much. But if you're raising a congregation in this thought process, that's bad news bears, dude. That's fucking horrible. What the fuck are you doing?
Nothing.
You're not paying attention. What's going on? Should we just read the chat?
God, just whatever. What do you want?
You need to go and say, well, can we do the show or
yes,
do you want to argue with people
show.
On
I'll
the chat?
I'll argue with everybody, but fucking let's just do the show.
Well, what's going on? Tell me.
No, I asked her for her comp. She, you know, seems to be quite informative lately, Amesby. So I asked her what would her compromise be to this whole situation.
Moving to Texas?
Fucking A.
There isn't one.
No, there isn't one. So.
You want to move and I don't, and that's it.
That's it.
Okay. Scripture says that women are whores and men should rape them. The handout is signed anonymous. Now, that's another part I thought was weird, right? Usually, when people hand out leaflets like that, they want people to know where it came from, right? They're like,
sure.
Come to us. We made this leaflet so that you will come to us. and make our congregation bigger, right?
Uh-huh.
They sign it anonymous. What?
Because some people just hand out the word of God.
Anonymously?
Yeah.
Even the Gideons put their name on all those fucking Bibles in the hotels.
Hack Planet says, signed God.
That's what, I know, that would have been better than anonymous, right? Yeah. I mean, if it's his word, is it his word or is it the word of some dude that translated it five fucking times, you know? So she says the child's daughter, or excuse me, her mom, right? She says, what if my daughter had been a rape victim? I hope that they never handed this to anyone, especially a young person who's been through that and struggles with it daily. And then they get handed something that says they are at fault. I cannot believe that a Christian, someone who walks in God's shoes, would have made this. I can. I can definitely. Because
they're fucking assholes.
They're holier than thou, and they need you to know that, you know? They need you to know that you got raped because you dress like a slut. And would you dress like a slut when it's judgment day and you're standing before God?
Maybe. He might let me in.
You better fucking do it. It's the only way you're getting in. Fuck. So she says, quote, this is in the pamphlet. Some rape victims would not have been raped if they had dressed properly. This idea that men don't have enough self-control, and evidently they shouldn't have to, plays into all the old myths that we've tried for years to overcome. Rape happens to 2-year-olds and 92-year-olds, not just attractive young women. How about we hold the person doing the action accountable? Whoa, 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 whoa. Come on, let's not jump to conclusions here.
That 2-year-old kid was totally dressing way too provocative.
I know! That's so awesome. They're like, it's not the man's fault. And then that's what I wrote. Like, so all the altar boys in the Catholic Church, like, they were dressing provocatively? Like, you can't say that because if that was the case, if this was true, strip clubs would be rape clubs. Because yeah. There's chicks. You have to have some self-control, right? There's chicks in there giving you lap dances. And I'll be damned if every chick in there doesn't get raped 3 times by the end of the night. Because, hey, they were asking for it. They were rubbing on my dick. God damn it. They were asking for it. So this whole thing is just flawed. It's fucking retarded. And even religious church pastors are like, we're concerned about this. You know? They're like, that's not exactly what we're preaching here.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll put a link to it in the show notes again today. But if you want to go look for the Wednesday show notes, I had linked to it there. So, moving on, talking about prostitution and churches and whatnot. Did you hear the headline in Europe? Put on some music, swallow a Viagra, and Adelante. I don't know what that means. But a Vatican men's choir is in some trouble here. The reports are that a papal aide, the Pope's aide, a P-A-P-A-L, okay. Papal. How do you say that? Papal? The papal aide used an intermediary in an elite Vatican choir to solicit young male choristers and seminarians for prostitution. The old in and out, full sex. Why do you keep fucking boys? Not only is that a no-no, it's gay, which is also a no-no in your word of God, right?
Right.
Like, you would expect them to maybe have sex with chicks? Maybe? Like, yeah. Is it any less of a sin because you're fucking boys? Like, I don't understand that whole thing.
I don't know either.
Police wiretaps are expected to result in charges against Angelo Balducci, 63, a papal gentleman, as lay attendant are called, and the former chairman of the Holy See's Public Works Department, which is itself caught up in a corruption investigation. You would think that people of God would be a little more holy than that. Why are you corrupt and being investigated and having deals
maybe
with...
Maybe because they know deep down that God there is doesn't no God.
Okay, I can see that. They're just using it for control?
Yes. isn't everybody that is religious? I mean, at least the heads of them.
Right, you don't really believe there's a hell. I mean, come on. We just thought of the scariest thing. What is the scariest thing to you? Spending eternity. Hold on, what's eternity? Well, that's forever. Oh, okay. Spending forever in a place that's really fucking hot. Worse than Florida. I'm talking like flames and fire and brimstone and shit. They made that up, dude. I can totally see that. Like, what's the worst thing you can think of? My soul, whatever that is, burning infinitely, whatever that is, in hell, whatever that is. You know, like, you just thought the worst thing you could, and that's what you went with. And that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because it worked. Yeah, that's it what's did. Really fucked up. According to police, Balducci regularly contacted Chinedu Ahem Thomas, a Nigerian man who sings in St. Peter's Capella Gelia, to engage the sexual services of young male members of the choir, along with seminarians. I don't even know what that is. Semen is the base, the root word, right?
Huh.
Seminarians and undocumented immigrants seeking residency status. Huh. We'll give you residency in our fucked up place if you have sex with the Pope. Yes, caller, you're live on the Gem Hole. Holla.
Matt, what's up? It's Mike.
What up, G?
Hey, what is brimstone?
Brimstone is a hot rock. Get it?
That's it?
Pretty sure. Google it. Hold on. Let me Google that for you. What do you want, Mike?
I just wanted to know what brimstone was, because I had absolutely no idea.
Fire and brimstone. Have you never heard that?
I have. I just didn't know what it was until now.
It's a made-up thing, dude. I don't know. It might be a real red rock, maybe something.
Why is that scary, though? Why is it scary?
Well, it's not scary in its own, but when added to fire, hellfire, it becomes scary. What it does is it gives hell a nice red tint to it, and that's scary. Red is blood, is hot, is fire. Not nice things.
It's kind of like what they use at California Pizza Kitchen.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's brimstone.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks.
All right, holla back. What a fucking asshole. What's brimstone? I don't know. Why don't you hop on that Mac of yours and fucking Google it?
Or is it in the shop like Josh's?
Oh, AppleCare. There's a reason they have a thing called AppleCare, huh?
I don't know how many Twitters I've seen from Josh at Big Mouth Podcast saying, sorry, no show tonight. My Mac's in the shop. Or, sorry, no show tonight. My Mac is a piece of shit.
You know
what? Sorry, no show tonight. Oh, sorry, no show. Hey, I'm not doing a fucking show anymore because I can't handle my Mac.
Because I suck at computers. You know what was awesome,
and my
though?
Girlfriend's worse than Matt's.
But she sucks dick, so. You know what's awesome, though? There was no Thursday show, either. I texted him. I'm like, hey.
You might as well just give up.
Where's
dude.
The Thursday show? Because I wanted to listen to it. I look forward to that on my Fridays, listening to the Thursday Big Mouth app. And then texting him throughout while I'm listening to it, telling him where he's wrong. I enjoy that. And he does the same to me. Don't worry. He'll listen to our apps, and then I'll get text all through of the day. I can see how he's listening to it, because there'll be, you know, text here and there, like, that's wrong, or you're an idiot, or that was really funny, or was that for real? You know, shit like that. There was no app. Just saying. So, yeah, fucking kids. That's no good. No. You're the fucking church, man. You guys. And especially after all of this shit, you would think you would want to lay low for a while and maybe stop putting your dicks in little kids. I know that's hard. Just stop. You know, the spotlight is on your church, your denomination.
Father Tucker, the child fucker. Treat your kid like an all-day sucker.
The scandal now envelopes Balducci, a well-known and powerful local figure who is married with two children of his own, who despite all this is said to have taken remarkable risks in setting up sexual liaisons, even in Chigi Palace, home of the Italian Prime Minister. So, they did some wiretapping in 72 pages of transcribed wiretaps. Here's the conversation. Angelo, I'll say no more. 2 meters, 6'7", 97 kilos, 250 pounds, 33 years old, and completely active, which means a top. In later calls, Iheim offered fewer details. Quote, I have a situation in Naples. I have a Cuban situation. I have a German who just arrived from Germany. I have two black guys. I have the soccer player.
Are you good?
I have the dancer from Rai, the Italian TV network.
Ooh.
Send that motherfucker in, and the two black guys, and the soccer player, and the Cuban, and the German. Why the fuck not? I need someone to take a dump on me. Bring in the German. Some of the young men were seminarians or attended ecclesiastical colleges in Rome. On one occasion, Balducci is heard saying, quote, hey, when does he have to return to the seminary? Oh, not semen, seminary, seminary. Okay, that makes
now
way
you
more
sense.
That makes way more sense. Did
now
you know
are
that?
You gonna say it seminary?
You're giggling at me like you fucking knew that. You thought it was semen too. Shut up. Seminary, I didn't even think of that. Should have had a V8. Fuck. So, do colleges in Rome, is it just a bunch of, like, old religious dudes nailing the college kids? Like, here, when we go to college, it's like co-ed, and we're fucking chicks, and we're having threesomes and orgies, and it's crazy. If you go to college in Rome to study the Lord, you're gonna get fucked in the ass by this old fucker. Well, yeah, maybe not him in particular, but
someone of the
similar
same stature.
There will be old wrinkled balls slapping your ass, and that's all I'm saying.
That's disgusting.
So, moving on. That's fucked up, though. Like, if I knew that the jam hole was being investigated for whatever, I would stop doing whatever, you know? You, poor planning, man. So, this one kind of hit a little close to home here. Did you hear that CBS is being sued over a penis surgery show?
No.
A patient claims the producers of CBS TV show The Doctors, you ever seen that?
Nope.
Ever heard of it?
Nope.
Me neither. Tricked him into appearing before a live studio audience to undergo laser surgery for pearly penile papules. Excuse my face. Then broadcast his
What's
penis.
What's a papule?
I want to say it's like a nodule, but What's on the penis. Like a lump. Like a nodule. Nodular. Google it, dude. I don't fucking know.
Anyway, go on.
Pearly penile papules. Then they broadcast his operation without his consent. Oops. Like, if I would have went in, my doc, and he would have been like, so, you want to go ahead and just sign this form? Oh, what's that for? Oh, we're going to broadcast your dick surgery on air. You're like, nuh-uh. I'm going to. On Ustream, motherfuck. As long as it doesn't crash. So far, so good, right? Pearly penile papules are harmless, non-contagious, and one hell of an alliteration.
Yeah.
Skin-colored bumps. Plaintiff Tyler Bowling, 21, of Minneapolis, says he suffered, quote, relentless embarrassment and harassment in phone calls and emails from acquaintances and strangers since the show's producers tricked him into appearing on The Doctors. Me too, dude.
Yeah.
Ever since.
I would have sued him hardcore.
Oh, CBS? Fuck yeah, oh, dude. Yeah, I want some of that CBS money. Fuck yeah. In his complaint in L.A. Superior Court, Bowling says he contacted Dr. William Groff in January of 2009 after seeing the doctor's website, which advertised a laser treatment for pearly penile papules. That's such an awesome alliteration. I don't know. Pearly penile papules.
That's the three P's, yo.
I know, man. PPP. You down with PPPP? The next month, Bowling says he made an appointment at Groff's La Jolla Cosmetic Surgery Center to undergo the $4,500 procedure. 2 days after he made the appointment, Bowling says Groff's secretary called and offered the treatment for free if Bowling would agree to, quote, discuss his condition on The Doctors. Which, so far, so good. For free? Fuck yeah. All I gotta do is talk about it on your stupid show? I'm in. Minutes later, Bowling says the doctor's producer, Lori Dash, called him to talk about his appearance, though he had not signed a waiver allowing Dr. Groff or his secretary to share his medical information. Oops. Nevertheless, Bowling says he jumped on a plane to L.A. that afternoon. The next day, Bowling says he met with Groff, who examined him and anesthetized his penis.
Anesthetized?
His penis. Okay. Groff didn't tell Bowling about any risks associated with the laser treatment. Bowling says, though, the procedure is an off-label use of the Luminous CO2 laser. Bowling claims that Groff decided to perform the surgery before he even met Bowling. He says he started to get cold feet, but Groff's secretary assured him that only doctors and medical students watched the show. Hey, it's okay. No one's going to see this. Just doctors, other doctors and medical students. That's all. There's no way clips of it will end up on YouTube, I promise. They especially won't end up on the doctor's YouTube account. I mean, come on. We wouldn't do that. He claims she left out the part about the 200-person studio audience. Oops! Oh, doctors, medical students, and our live studio audience! Yeah! That's a dick thing,
Everybody's like, I saw your dick!
Oh, look at his dick!
Oh, it's dopey!
Oh, hey,
never
doc!
Get late again.
Don't slip up. There ain't much to work with. Oh, look at his dick. That's horrible. Look at that. Look at that triple P. I ain't never seen a triple P like that before. That's fucked up, man.
That's disgusting, dude.
Then Dash told Bowling the show would be broadcast nationwide on CBS. Now, that's a little
that's
different
cool.
than just medical students and doctors. Oh,
a little
I meant...
bit.
I meant nationwide. That's my bad.
Right,
I'm sorry. I meant nationwide.
Not our own private channel either.
And
I mean,
it'll be filmed live in front of a studio audience from our Burbank studios. That's so fucked up. He comes out and it's like a Saturday Night Live skit. This isn't what I signed up for. Fuck. I hope he gets big bucks. No whammies,
dude.
Big bucks.
Oh, he will. No doubt about it.
Well, it depends what he signed, though, man. Yeah. Those people can be tricky for sure. Like, that's what their job is, you know? That's what they do. They try to screw you out of looking like a dick on TV. A dick. Thank you. Yeah, so this it just kind of goes on. But yeah, he's going to sue the shit out of him. He wrote a letter. Here, after a few minutes of describing his condition, Bowling says he froze and didn't know what to do when the show's host read the following letter, claiming Bowling had written it. Now, that's fucked up. Well, I'm going to read this letter that you supposedly wrote, even though you didn't. Dear doctors, I'm so embarrassed to ask you this, but I've had these white pimples on my penis for a long time. I went to my doctor, and he told me they were perfectly normal, so I should just forget about them. ... But I'm so embarrassed. Have you ever heard of this? Is there anything I can do to get rid of them? Please help. Tyler, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That is so fucked up, dude. You forged a letter about dick pimples? Can you imagine being that guy, like, when they read that? Like, this was written by you, and you're like, wait, what? I never wrote you a letter. What the fuck?
I'm so upset. I don't even know what to say to that.
Pay attention and you will. The episode shows Bowling discussing his condition with the show's host, leaving for his surgery and returning to report it a success. Bowling claims production company Stage 29 rebroadcast the episode and posted it on... Where did
YouTube.
On the YouTubes.
Okay.
On the motherfucking YouTubes without his permission. Without his penis's express written consent.
Well,
Bowling seeks punitive damages for privacy invasion, fraud, negligent misrepresentation, emotional distress, what? And misappropriate of his likeness. That is
Wouldn't you be
sad.
So pissed if, like,
I would be so pissed.
Shit was broadcast?
I know! I'm like, you better pay me a check, but you know what? Whatever he sues for is going to be way more than what they would have paid him in the first place.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is say, nah.
Yeah,
like, you're the only doctor that can cut these pimples off my dick, right?
I don't think
right.
so.
Right. You're the only one. Nah, dude. I'll fucking put them on my own YouTube account, you fucking creeps. All right, well, moving on. Let's talk about a cook at a local restaurant here. He's accused of putting something a little extra in a cop's food. It's for a cop. What does that mean?
Does that look like spit to you?
Yeah. You ever seen anyone like that in your years cooking? Like they see a cop come in and they're like, hey, yeah. Watch this. I don't know what a liter of cola is, so what do you think they put in it?
I don't know. What semen, spit, dandruff, rubbed it on your crotch, pube hairs, fuck, I don't know.
Is this
nose,
from
boogers on it, hawk and loogies in it, like earwax rubbed in it? I don't know, dude. People do that.
That's fucked up. He found body hair in a sandwich prepared by the cook. Ryan Burke, 26, Stratford, was charged with aggravated assault and other offenses after an officer found pubes in the sandwich. Authorities said Burke was holding a grudge because the officer had previously given him several tickets. But Burke says he never intentionally put any hair in the officer's bagel sandwich. Hey, I don't know how that got there. I'm shaved.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Now, was it... Oh, no.
Don't go to fast food places where the guy cooking your food is someone you keep giving little petty-ass annoying fucking tickets to.
Or that looks like a Wookiee. Whatever.
Or that. I'm going to need you to put a hairnet on your whole body. That's ridiculous, he said. I'm not that kind of person. Burke said he spent 4 hours in the Burlington County Jail before his wife, using the couple's mortgage payment, was able to satisfy his $25,000 bail. Cops just being a dick at this point, I think. Like, 25
yeah,
grand because he put some pubes in your food? Like, that's the first time you've ever had pubes in your mouth. Let's be honest, you fucking pig. Come on. That's an abuse of power, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
Burke is also charged with food tampering and retaliation for a past official action, said the cop captain, Jeff Gurl. The officer involved in the incident, whose name was not released, identified Burke as someone he had encountered previously. Were you a dick to him?
Yeah.
What goes around comes around. A little saying I just made up. Burke said
dude,
he was arrested.
I've fucked with people's food before. Have they pissed me off? Yeah, I did.
That's why I never send shit back.
You don't fuck with your
cooks, I'll just either throw it out.
Man.
I know, dude. Be nice. The people delivering your food and the people cooking it. Be nice.
Yeah, be fucking nice, dude.
Be nice. Or if not, then you better stay the fuck home.
And you know what? Be nice to your server unless we, the cooks, all agree that they're a bitch. But be nice. Be nice to
generally,
your servers.
Though,
be nice to your cooks.
Do servers get along with cooks generally unless they're banging?
We coexist.
Like this?
No, we just coexist.
Because you need them, right? Do you want to go out there and bring the food to the people?
You can fucking do that, too.
Fuck no. But do you really?
I don't want to.
Exactly.
In a smaller setting, like,
well,
not so
right,
busy.
But in, like, a Famous Dave's atmosphere.
Or, like, you know
fuck
what?
That.
I could, like, how I have an open kitchen at the place I'm working at now. You know, like, have a ticket number and be like, all right, 24, you're up, boom, and, like, have the person come and get their own fucking food.
The Eon says, this is why I don't eat in Montana. Yeah, me neither. Fuck that. I make my own shit at restaurants. So Burke was arrested by the officer in 09 of March after he failed to pull over for a traffic violation. Burke said the officer had frequented the restaurant many times without any incidents. Burke said he didn't know of a problem with the sandwich until four officers arrested him in the restaurant's kitchen about 30 minutes after the food went out. That's so fucked up, too, if it was someone else that did it. And then they see Burke getting hauled off. You know they ain't saying shit, dude. And he's going to take the fall for that. And that's kind of fucked up, man. That's fucked up for sure. Quote, at first, Burke denied placing anything in his food, but then further investigation provided information that he indeed placed body hair in his sandwich. Burke, a 7-year employee, was fired after the incident. The owner says the incident had nothing to do with anything involving the business. Good Foods to Go received satisfactory ratings from the health department. They're like, it wasn't the business, it was him. So, here's our health department inspection records. We're good. Please don't shut us down. Please don't shut us down.
Yeah, please don't.
Please don't fucking shut us down.
I mean, how many fucking hairs do you consume from restaurants?
Oh, yeah, tons. Just eating pussy, dude.
And not even the cook's putting it in there. It just fucking falls in
Yeah,
there,
that's
dude.
What I'm saying. Or like when you're eating pussy, dude, you get hair in your mouth all the fucking time. You know? It's just a way. It's just life. Deal with it. I don't want it. You know, I don't want a pile of it, but, you know, one here and there ain't gonna fucking kill you. It's hair. Who gives a shit? quote, I think that this is absurd, Burke said, standing on the front porch of his home, and his wife and 5-month-old daughter watched. They decided to ruin my life. He's unemployed now. His life completely destroyed. I'm going to go ahead and make a prophecy right now.
Okay.
Double murder suicide within the month. I'm going to go ahead and call that right now.
All right. All right.
He's going to kill his wife, their 5-month-old, and then himself. So all right, keep an eye out okay. for that. So, moving on. Let's talk about a little Korean game addiction here. We've talked about this here and there, but this is kind of a new twist on it. Online game addiction in Korean society has gone far beyond a mere social nuisance, resulting in accidental deaths and even murders. And we've read about those. And I believe, wasn't Korea one of the first places to open up an internet addiction rehab? I think
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I thought it was Korea. It was somewhere over there, I think. The police on Wednesday detained a married couple. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Who, seriously addicted to internet games, left their 3-month-old daughter to starve to death.
Nice.
I think that... Did we do that story? I don't remember. The 41-year-old husband and 25-year-old wife met through an online chatting website and were both gaming addicts. Since moving out from the wife's parents' house, they spent most of their time in internet cafes, reportedly leaving their newborn girl completely unattended. They only occasionally drop by to feed her powdered milk. Do you not have the internet at home? Like, problem solved. Stop going to internet cafes. Get the fucking internet at your house. Here's something, a new concept. We actually have internet at our house. Could you imagine podcasting from a fucking internet cafe?
That would
Fuck
suck.
That, dude.
Your shit would be all laggy and like
I know.
Dropping
like,
constantly.
Hey, quit fragging. We're trying to broadcast.
Yeah, please.
Can you just...
Can you guys just all log off right now?
Right now, thank you.
For like 20 minutes, okay?
Either no log off or I'm going to log you off. Okay, let's put it that way. It's how we hack the planet. It's how we roll. Last September, after a 12-hour gaming session, they came home in the morning to find their daughter dead.
Duh.
It would have been like, finally, God, it took her this long to fucking
right?
die. We haven't fed her in
fuck?
Like 2 weeks. Fuck, man, she's a trooper. Is that what you wanted then?
If you fucking just drop
you can't,
by and feed it like a little bit of shit here and there.
You can't have a child and support a gaming addiction of that caliber. So I would say they got home. They were like, oh, she's dead. Woo! Whatever they say in Korea.
Yeah.
They were happy, I bet. The baby's malnourished body fueled police suspicion that the couple was responsible for the death because of neglect. They then requested the National Institute of Scientific Investigation to perform an autopsy. The couple soon fled to the wife's parents' house in Yangjing province, but was detected on Monday. Now, they're like, your baby is fucked. And they're like, oh, yes, yes, but look at my character, plus five. Strong penis, so big. That's not good,
That's
dude.
Stupid.
That's not good. But I am a fucking champ at Eve.
It worries me, like, the chick...
Obviously, they were not playing The Sims. That's all I'm saying.
Who is it? Tronestar. She's a listener of ours, and she plays WoW.
Yeah, and, I know. I poured out a little liquor for her
right,
life.
Right. Like, on her MySpace and her fucking Facebook, like, there's screenshots of her WoW character.
Is it a hot, sexy WoW character, or
yeah,
is it a dude?
No,
is it a beast?
It's a chick.
It's not a beast?
She's got a fucking blood elf, I'm pretty sure. And it's cool or whatever, but like it's all pictures of WoW, man.
Cobra 666 says, I play WoW. I'm playing right now.
That's cool.
Ainsby says, ooh, I'm telling her now.
I don't care. That's cool. But like,
no, hold on. Hey,
isn't she pregnant?
That's not cool, first of all.
But isn't she pregnant?
I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Tronestar is pregnant. And she plays WoW a crap ton. I mean, she even just said on her Facebook a while ago that she just rearranged her living room so that her and her boyfriend can have their computers each in the living room. Aww. So they can both play WoW together.
Aww. That's sweet.
Oh, God.
That's pretty funny, though.
So, I don't know. That would kind of worry me, I guess. She's got a heck of a gaming addiction, I'd say.
The baby comes out all, like, +5 pissed off fucking bedwetting.
She seems like
shit.
A cool person, so I wouldn't, you know, assume that she would just suck at being a mom because of it. But, you know, I mean, she might be like, shut up! Like, keep going on her game.
I can't hear my ventrilo.
That's
pretty awesome, though.
Anyway.
But, like, that's so much to be so hooked on this stupid game that your 12-month-old is dead. And not just like, oops, I dropped it and broke its neck. Like, that baby fucking starved to death, dude. That's so fucked up to me. That, like, I don't give a shit, babies, whatever. But the fact that a mother and a father can neglect their child so much because of a game. It wasn't even for a good reason. Because of a game.
People dropkick their kids for no reason.
That I understand. But to just ignore it until it starves to death, like, kill it, throw it out, and then play your game. Don't let it fucking suffer and starve to death. That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they thought they fed it powdered milk. They're like, we left all the ingredients out. Why didn't she cook? I don't get it.
Anyway, so Amesby doesn't get, you know, all upset because she thinks I'm attacking Tronestar. I'm not attacking Tronestar at all. I'm just saying it would be funny.
Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
It's Red Fox.
Oh, what up, G? Did you beat my bowling score?
No, we ended up not going bowling. Everyone had the same idea.
Listen to the jam hole.
Yeah.
Fuck you. What's up, man?
I always tell my friends about your show.
Goddamn right.
I have to keep the streak going, you know, for calling in.
I know, right? So, where's my postcard from Milwaukee, SA?
Oh, I'm mailing, next weekend is the convention, and I'm mailing you something that's autographed.
Oh,
hopefully.
Oh, you're awesome. Fuck yeah. So, what was the big plan instead?
Oh, we're going out drinking.
Okay, fair enough.
Is that right?
We're going bar hopping now.
Are you old enough to get into a bar?
Yes, I'm 23.
Is that what your ID says, or is that what your birth certificate says?
You can ask my parents.
Oh, and real quick, you want to go ahead and tell everybody how awesomely helpful I am?
Oh, you're very awesomely helpful. Like, every question, you're just like, oh, sure, I'll help you with that.
Out of all the podcasters you know, who is the most awesomely helpful?
You are, because Josh was kind of a little shaky about helping me out.
Hold on. First of all, don't ever ask Josh for help. Josh needs
help.
Just
take an example from his show.
You, after I teach you the ways of this art, you will help Josh. Because I'm not gonna. But I will teach you.
I'm
the
Padawan?
Yes, young grasshopper. You will help him and teach him the ways of not being a fucking homo flame and not doing shows when you're supposed to. I did shows after I got my dick operated on. She did shows after she got an ovary ripped out. Come on, Josh. Get the sand out of your twat.
Yeah, like that same day I did a show after coming out of the hospital.
I know. It's just funny to me because he's always like, new big things happening, but not this week because there's no shows.
Because my Mac sucks.
I need to write another diss song.
Yeah, I mean,
song.
I was going to call in his show too.
But there wasn't one.
Right.
Oh, that's brilliant. All right, man, you got anything else?
What's that?
You got anything else you want to say?
Oh, not really.
Okay.
Only that you're awesome at helping people.
And fuck Josh from Big Mouse. I agree, Red Fox. Fuck him. All right, man. Thanks, Red Fox.
See ya.
Holla back. So, I am awesomely helpful, man. His shit was all fucked, and I got it all working for him, and then I did a little victory lap in my head, because that's how I do them now. I don't even have to get up. I do victory laps in my head daily.
I know.
Fucking daily, man.
So, dude, you're cold.
I'm like the daily double.
Your cold has, like, rammed me into the ditch, dude.
That's not a cold, by the way.
I don't know what it is, man.
Dude. Okay, so you guys know how I got a little sick, and I was sick for, like, 2 days. One episode, maybe two.
Yeah,
you
like could hear two me. Episodes.
The tail end of the second episode, you could hear me, like, kind of coughing and shit.
You're very congested.
You got, like, 10 other symptoms that I never even touched on your cold.
Yeah, it must have, like, mutated or some shit when it got to me.
It had to mutate in order not to die, and then it went in you, and it just wreaked havoc.
Yeah,
and
I think
bad. I'm like, dude, I didn't give you that.
Well, it's still not
you're
nearly,
fucking sick.
It's still not nearly as bad as, like, when I normally get sick before, though.
Oh,
like,
Tronstar says, so what's this I hear about me being a bad mom?
Oh, my God.
Oh, brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
Whoa, Amesby, Jesus Christ, way to twist my fucking words.
Okay, hold on. We're going to play a game called Grapevine. I'm going to tell her something, and then you're going to tell the next person, and they're going to tell them, and on down the line. And every time, the original message is not what the message ends up being at all. It's a little game I like to play called Grapevine.
That's so fucked up. Tronstar, I never said a damn bad thing about you, okay? Amesby's twisting my fucking words. Listen back to the show. I don't care.
That's
great.
Funny.
Anyway, but no, I had fucking went to work this morning, and dude, I've been running a fever, like, since yesterday, and I couldn't get it to go away. It was just fucking ridiculous. I don't know. I was cold sweating and shit. My hands were all shaky.
Which is weird, because I had no fever. All I had was congestion, stuffy nose, and that was it. You got like five other symptoms that I don't even know where came from, dude. Yeah. That's crazy, and I'm sorry that I got you sick, but that's...
Anyway, I have a good feeling that Amesby is now gonna, like, hate me, I guess. And so is Tronstar, because they work together.
Hey, you can hate her all you want as long as you keep listening. I don't give a shit.
I don't know, dude. Did I say anything bad about Tronstar, dude?
Yeah, you said you can't play WoW and be a good mother.
I did not say that.
No, she didn't.
That is fucked up.
All right. Well, so the powdered milk formula in the feeding bottle was spoiled when the police found the deceased baby. So, note to self, Tronstar, don't leave your 12-month-old with powdered milk and a bottle and for like 3 days.
That was the whole thing. This lady was fucking playing games.
Yeah, she can
starve
thank you.
Her kid,
okay, thank
so.
You for the recap.
It was like, haha.
Quote, I'm sorry for what I did and hope that my daughter does not suffer anymore in heaven. The husband said, well, first of all, okay, so this whole heaven and hell thing, I gotta tell you, best scam in the world. The couple, being jobless and almost penniless, could not bear the parental burden and thus ended up escaping reality by abandoning themselves to virtual reality, said the cops. Is that what you came up with? Is that your cause of death? I was so broke and jobless that I played in virtual reality all day. Hey, newsflash, virtual reality costs real money. Not virtual money. Like, you have to pay. How? I don't get it. I'm broke and penniless, but instead of trying to get a job to feed our daughter we just had, I'm going to go play WoW.
Yeah, let's just do that.
They're making excuses, though. You cannot blame this on being jobless and broke and wanting to escape reality. You can't blame that on the fucking... That's not why. That's totally not why. This is so stupid. It's because they were horrible parents, and because they played the game. You were not addicted, I mean, maybe a little bit, but to the point where you're saying here that you left a child to starve, that's not addiction, dude. That's just pure retardation. Was the daughter retarded? Because it wouldn't surprise me. The game which stole their attention away from their baby was, ironically, a role-playing game in which they raised a virtual character of a young girl. Is that weird?
No.
They're like, in the game, we leave powdered milk in a bottle. I don't get it. The daughter in my game is fine. Why did this one die? I don't understand.
I don't get it.
It's the same thing, right?
I gave it food and I put it to sleep.
I left
That's
you powdered
you do,
milk
right?
in a bottle and I got 10 points. I did the same thing over here and you're dead. I don't understand. That's funny, dude. That's horribly funny. The couple's case, however, was not the only recent crime caused from online game addiction. A 22-year-old man was caught and indicted last month for murdering his mother because she continuously nagged him for spending too much time and energy playing games. After his crime, the man headed to a nearby internet cafe and continued with his game. I remember that, I think. He killed his mom and then went back to finish the game. Like, hey, hold this for me. It's paused, okay? I'll be right back. I promise. And then last July, a 21-year-old man was arrested for killing his mother, blaming her for her internet addiction and neglecting the family. A worker in his 30s died of exhaustion at a Seattle internet cafe after spending 5 consecutive days playing the games. I remember that story for sure. That's so horrible.
That is horrible.
Your lives are awful that this is happening. And then it just kind of goes on to talk about game addicts being like drug addicts and this and that. So, moving on. Stop that, first of all. Okay? Just stop doing that. Fucking people.
Gaming.
Did you hear about the Pentagon and the Marine that was killed in combat? The Pentagon confirmed that they're now investigating the death of this 24-year-old Indiana Marine, okay? After he was shot to death in Afghanistan, allegedly by several U.S.-paid private security contractors.
Wait, say that again?
A U.S. Marine was shot and killed by U.S.-paid private security contractors over in Afghanistan.
Oh, shit.
Friendly fire, except not.
Not.
Because these
friendly, but not
these contractors are not working for the U.S. They're on the wrong team or something. They're on the other side. The contractors, according to a fellow Marine in Afghanistan who communicated with an investigative reporter in Chicago, were Afghanis who were found with, quote, copious amounts of opium and had been paid by the U.S. as guards. This is Purdue Pharma's opium field. So don't go anywhere near it. And they pay. That's so crazy that, like, you got killed by your friends, probably.
Yeah.
Just
because
they were on a different team.
And they got some money.
Quote, he was killed by American hired local national contractors that were high on opium the morning of the 19th. The ABC reporter quotes a friend and fellow colleague of Lance Corporal Joshua Birchfield. So, that's crazy, man. Wow. The story is apparently more complex than that, raising questions of whether the Pentagon originally concealed information about his death. I'm going to say, yeah, probably. Because, you know, maybe based on the fact that they've done it before.
Yeah, it's not that far-fetched.
I know, right? Like, no. Really no, they tried to cover it. No, get out of here. Because they were using the opium to turn into heroin to sell on the streets in the ghettos? Get the fuck out. That's bullshit. Quote, these men are armed to the teeth and supposedly here for our protection, the fellow Marine is said to have emailed. We have been shot at by the contractors on several cases before this incident. We have been told to refrain from returning fire and attempt to identify ourselves as Marines so they stop shooting. So they stop shooting? Can't find Vane, damn it. Come on, that's
fucking
horrible.
Fucking collapsed.
So stop shooting. Okay, everyone, stop shooting. That's fucked up. They are also, quote, they're also drug abusers, he continued. The shooter was found to have a whole bunch of wet opium on him after the shooting. We found a bag of wet opium in the compound that they were using to get high. Quote, a mix of drugs and gray areas of loyalty between U.S. forces and Taliban seems to be the motivation behind the killing. You think? Good news. Wow. Did anyone, hold on, show of hands, out of all you 15 people, did anyone not know that? Did you know that? Did you not know that? You did not know that. Come
probably
on.
Not. Okay, fine. You just totally make me sound. Never,
no,
whatever.
You did not. Like, we. Okay. The Pentagon announcing an investigation into the death on Wednesday declined to say what exactly they were investigating. Huh. Yeah, we'll check it out. Okay, promise. Spokesman said the military is looking into the circumstances surrounding the shooting, and that's about it. So that's fucked up.
Yeah, it is a little fucked
up. It's fucked up that they're even trying to be like, no, that didn't happen. Look at this. Look, it's Lady Gaga. Come look at this. No, look over here. Don't look at this. Look over here. Over here. Okay. Don't look at this. Over here. Look, this hand over here.
Okay.
Don't look at this. Okay, look over here.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you good?
It's the Super Bowl. Look over here. Look, we're throwing a football. Oh, look, we're hitting a ball. It's baseball. Look over here. Don't look at this. Okay, look over here. Look into my eyes. Not around the eyes. Look into my
eyes. I'm going to fucking throw this rock star at you. Rock star?
You're under.
That doesn't work because it's bullshit.
Look into my eyes. Not around the eyes. Look into the eyes. You're under.
Yeah, no.
You're not looking into the eyes. You're actually looking around the eyes. I need you to look into the eyes. Look into my eyes. Not around the eyes. Look into the eyes. And you're under.
Sorry, I don't have a piece.
You're not
brain.
Looking into the fucking eyes. You're looking around the eyes. Look into my eyes. You're under.
Okay, I'm under.
You're not.
Great.
Looking. Not
I told
into
you
my
I'm
eyes.
Under. I'm done.
On the
done
computer.
Done with this stupid shit.
On the computer. Not those eyes. Look
no.
into these eyes. Not
I'm
around
not...
the eyes. Look into the eyes. You're
Stop
under.
Stop it.
You're under.
No. That's stupid.
You're under. Hold on. You're
Hypnotism
under.
Is bullshit.
You're not playing very nicely.
And it's gay. It's aggravating. Stop.
An 18-year-old Australian man has the word dog, dag, is it pronounced dag, tattooed on his forehead in a bizarre attack. South of Sydney.
Okay.
Dog. D-O-G. So when he looks into the mirror... It says
He's
God.
Like, what up, dog?
It says God.
Oh, nice.
The attack took place when the teenager went to a property in the suburb of Albion Park Rail in the middle of the night on February 29th. Oh. There, the police said he was set upon by a group of men who hit him with a baseball bat, kicked and punched him, and then held him down and used a tattoo gun that they just so happened to be carrying around.
Nice.
And they etched the word dog into his skull.
Well, that sucks.
Don't go into those neighborhoods by yourself at night, guy. The victim, who has not been named, can we just name him Dog? Yeah. Who was treated in a hospital for serious injuries. They beat his ass, dude. That's fucked up. That's like insult to injury.
That blows, dude.
Fucking A.
Getting held down and getting a tattoo on your forehead.
They arrested a 34-year-old man. He's in custody. Jason Allen Tattersall is charged with wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm, wounding with intent to take advantage, and being a dick, occasioning actual bodily harm in company, and supplying a prohibited drug. They had to give him drugs to knock what? Him the fuck out.
Wow.
Maybe that's what he was down there buying drugs.
Maybe.
And then they were like, let's jump this fool. Let's jump this cracker ass cracker.
But why would you waste your drugs to drug this kid to tattoo his forehead? Unless you robbed his fucking wallet and got his cash while you're at it to make up for the drugs that you wasted knocking him out.
Don't ever waste drugs, ever.
Yeah. Or needles and ink. I mean,
or needles and ink. Or just needles. Stop shooting, everyone. Stop shooting.
Yeah, because you would have listened to that like a while ago, right?
Hey, I stopped shooting.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have listened to someone going, hey, stop shooting. You'd be like, yeah, about that.
If he was as cool as I am, I totally would have.
Okay. Anyway.
The drug supply charge relates to an amount of amphetamine allegedly found on Mr. Tattersall when he was arrested. The tattooing echoes the violent Quentin Tarantino movie, Inglourious Basterds, in which Brad Pitt's character carves swastikas on the heads of Nazi soldiers. So, that's not even an association.
Not really.
Swastikas are their symbol. He was carving that. Like, was dog
it's like,
this
well,
guy's
just
symbol?
Remember that you're still an asshole, so I'm going to keep putting this
you're
on.
You're a dog. That's so stupid.
Cobra says Brad Pitt sucks, by the way.
Thank you. Okay. It also mirrors a scene in the popular crime thriller, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, in which a victim of sexual assault restrains her attacker and tattoos details of his crimes across his body. That's not even the same.
No, it's just
he's
the
not
random
a dog.
Dude tattooing dog on his head.
That's what I don't get, though. You're quoting these other instances.
They put things on them because that's what they were or what they did. Not
yeah.
You weren't just
I don't
a random
get that.
Dude
if anything,
down an
it
should
have been a needle and like some pills or something.
Or should have said I do drugs or something. I don't know.
Wanker.
I don't know.
That's fucking retarded.
Anyway.
Let's see here. Oh, this is great. This is like
we got some enchiladas to eat. I don't know.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay, I'll finish
it.
This is Darwinism, I guess.
Okay.
Chicago. A 7-year-old on a escalator got his foot caught in the escalator, ripped his shoe and his foot just completely to shit.
Nice.
Why? The 7-year-old. Again, the kid on the escalator. Hey, lady. Do you remember that in Mallrats?
No.
Again.
Yeah, I do. I do
so
remember
funny.
That. No. Yes. That's awesome.
Oh, man. This is like the epitome of it, though. Like, it's the easiest thing to use and not hurt yourself on. Like, I bet more people get or more people should get fucked up on stairs than on this. Like,
yeah.
Just stand there and it moves. And when you get to the top,
you
step off. We saw this when me and Odie went on the Keith and the Girl cruise when we were in Miami hanging out.
You saw someone get caught?
Yeah. Well, no, a shoe, though. It was what are those stupid fucking dumb rubber shoes everyone
Crocs.
Wears? Clogs.
Crocs.
Crocs. Right. It was that. And it was wedged in. We were at the Hooters the first night of the meetup in Miami. And there was this fucking clog just jammed the fuck in there. And there was this kid standing there kind of crying and shit. But I never understood that. Like, how does that happen? You are retarded, literally, if that happens to you.
Yeah, you can't.
That should
like,
never happen.
Dude, I've even stood there on the phone and not noticed that I was at the top. And because the thing sloped down and my foot, you know, it curves up a little bit, so it just rolled right up onto the fucking floor.
It's like people up at the ski hill, and when you get towards the top riding the chairlift, it's like, keep your snowboard and ski tips up.
Yeah.
Like, you have
to
be retarded to fall there and to hit that. Like, it's, and you don't even have to put them up. You just do it. Oh, it's so stupid. So, it's this this quote, it's a warning, the injured boy's family attorney said. If the brushes aren't lubricated, your foot gets sucked in like that. This is a warning to every escalator manufacturer and every place that has escalators. This is a warning. If you don't lubricate your fucking brushes, this will happen. And it happened to young Anthony Rosalia, who had to come to Midway with his parents, holding his mother's hand, riding down this escalator. Kidding!
That! Well, that's his fault for fucking being retarded. I'm sorry.
The escalator didn't have those brushes. Oh, no. And
oh,
the
no?
slippery surface that is now recommended as an industry standard for safety for these fucking retards that don't know how to walk. Quote, we've inspected the escalator, said Martin Dolan. It's our opinion, based on that inspection, that it was not properly lubricated, at a minimum. I hate when shit is not properly lubricated.
I'm sorry.
Fucking hate
That's
it.
That's why you have lots of lube.
You have to properly lubricate. Done. Or grease it up. And an escalator, you should know fucking better. About a third of the way down, his sneaker caught between the stair and the side and literally ripped it apart, the steel stair then cutting into his foot. A doctor saw it happen, hit emergency stop, rushed to help. Quote, he has catastrophic injuries to his foot. It's very likely that they're going to sue the shit out of everybody and get lots of money.
Yes.
But there could be amputation also. He's a little hockey player, and he's dealing with the fact that he may never play hockey again.
Well, can we all just don't need just, to put a stick in your hand
just
and
take
put
a minute.
Blades on your feet when you're retarded enough to not this boy be able to get off an escalator.
No, it was not properly lubricated.
He was not properly functioning.
He may never play hockey again. We need to all just reflect on that for a sec. This boy may never play hockey again. This was the next Wayne Gretzky, okay? And now he's never going to play again. And that is sad. That's not a world I want to live in. Nationwide, thousands of children are hurt on escalators every year. This is a quote from Mallrats. Most from falls, but many when hands, feet, or clothing become trapped. You are all fucking retarded. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. We live with a bunch of fucking retards. Well, MDS sent in three great Florida animal stories, but I think we're going to save them for Monday.
Yeah.
Got a voicemail to play, you guys. Of course, when the show is not live, you can call 406-204-4687. The number's on the site. It's on the forums. It's pretty much everywhere. And leave a message. Here is a voicemail. And go.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Josh from the Big Mouse Podcast. Listen to the last couple episodes. Danny is wanting to leave to Florida, it sounds like. Matt doesn't really want to go. Danny, the grass is always greener on the other side. You're going to hate your shit job in Florida. It's going to suck there, too, trust me. The whole, oh, we're going to start this business and everything's going to be great as soon as we move there. And, dude, that kind of shit takes forever to start up, dude. You're looking at a good year, year and a half before everything's even, like, good to go. You know what I mean? So, I mean, just think about what you plan on doing before you do it. Think about it from other perspectives looking in. Don't just fucking leave because your parents left. That's like, you know, I don't know, that's like living on mommy's teat. You know, you don't have to leave just because your parents leave. You can make your own life, too. Either way, you guys work your shit out. Fucking, is this the end of the jam hall? What's going on?
Shit.
Like I said, grass is always greener on the other side. Okay. Other than that, listen to my show, Thursdays to Sundays, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. Later.
Except not last Thursday or Sunday, probably, right?
Right, exactly.
Thank you for once again reiterating everything we've already said on the gem hole.
Anyway.
Thank you for that. That's kind of funny, though, for a minute there. It was like word for word what Amesby and MDS said.
I'm just so sick of hearing it now. It's getting aggravating. So I really don't want to hear anymore. So
I bet if
anybody who listens, just don't fucking give me your input.
Oh, I bet if it was for you and not me, you wouldn't have this tone.
Dude,
I bet you'd
I'm
be like more people writing.
Because I don't fucking know when and...
No, I know, I know. It's the house.
And I really don't like you rubbing it in my face constantly.
Whoa!
Either.
Whoa. When you do something wrong, you get spanked and your face gets rubbed in it. You and the cat.
You are such a dickhead.
I do it to
dude.
The cat, too.
You're a dickhead.
I'm totally
a lot,
fucking
dude.
Around with
you're,
you. Come on.
Well, it needs to fucking stop because it's getting really aggravating.
But you have to admit that if it was switched around, you wouldn't be like, I've had enough of this. This has to fucking stop. And I have,
no,
too.
No, no,
it
no.
is. It's annoying, but it's
it
something
really
that has...
It is annoying. And the blowjob thing's really fucking annoying, too.
Who's
like,
talking about
it.
That?
No, I'm just saying, like, we were arguing last night about sex again. It's
no,
like,
we weren't.
So
you said no.
Again.
I punched the pillow a whole bunch of times for dramatic effect.
We were emailing each other this morning.
And I went to bed. Whatever. And that was it. That was it, right? That's
yeah,
exactly
just, dude,
what
it's
happened.
It's just like every other fucking week we have this fucking argument about sex. And I think it's over. I think it's good. I think we're okay. And then you fucking flip shit again. And I'm done. I'm done.
I didn't flip shit. I just went to bed.
Dude, said, you like whatever. Beat the shit out of your pillow.
I
like
was
a
fucking
stroll.
Around for dramatic effect.
No,
Jesus.
You were actually upset.
I was really pissed and punching the pillow like a baby because I can't have sex. Yeah. That's good.
That's how you are.
Shut up. That is not how I am.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Now, thank everyone for listening.
No.
Now, tell them where they can go to get all our stuff.
Hell.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.